the Women Economic Forum the Global Women Economic Forum is going to be taking place in Mexico City next week. And joining us to talk about this forum and the topics that will be addressed is Michelle Ferrari. She is the president of the Economic Forum for Iberoamerica. Welcome to the show, Michelle, and welcome to Mexico City.
Thank you so much, Ana Maria. So happy to be here with you.
So tell us about the forum.
So we're really excited that we're going to have this forum here. The forum is represented in more than 100 countries. And for the first time, we're having Mexico being the host for the global event. So this is happening next week. We have an event related to sustainability and how voices of impact that are joining us are creating better communities around having inclusion and equity around their agendas. Not only I would tell you in a working agenda or corporate life agenda, I would just say in their regular lives as leaders, mm-hmm. In families, in schools, in government, etc.
You know, it's interesting to hear you kind of describe the topics, because up until, I would say, very recently, most of the women economics, or most of the women's forums, was around the issue of violence, gender violence, you know, kind of addressing some of the most urgent and issues affecting women. And now it's interesting, now that we have a woman president for the first time in Mexico, you know, I think it is important to start expanding to all these other issues, kind of recognizing the role of the women in the workforce and all the very special issues that affect women in the workforce. And the issue of sustainability or communities that are sustainable, I know, is kind of the main topic. Can we talk about that? What do you mean by that?
Well, you see, Ana Maria, we were just at the United Nations actually a couple of weeks ago for the 80th UNGA meetings. And actually, sustainability is not looked through the lens of only environmental. You know, the objectives of sustainability that are planted to 2030 talk a lot about a human sustainability. Mm-hmm. We see a lot of things like poverty, climate change, things that are related to education. And in order to meet these goals, equity and inclusion is part of this equation. It's hard to think of a world that's going to become a better world in different, I would say, in different aspects of what we're looking for if women are not included in the center of decision making. We are half of the world's population, and we are not taken into account for these decision makings. And just, I mean, even giving the example of a tremendous thing in peace, we're not in tables where we're negotiating peace, for example. Mm-hmm. So as we know, women issues are very widespread situations, right? As we know, and you were talking about that right now, violence, for example, in Mexico is a huge thing for women. Feminicides here is obviously priorities that need to be accounted for, taken care of. But I wouldn't say parallel things shouldn't be running there as well, because as those things are attended to, and I know our president now is having a feminine voice on these tables, and we're looking to see a much better conclusion or acting upon these political or public policies taken into account in this 6 years she's going to be here. Women, she's working on programs for women that are, you know, all these caring situations for women where they're working more than 60% a week of their time, you know, really hurts women's careers and having a quality job. So all these issues that are, you know, around the ecosystem of a woman are the ones that we talk about in making this world more sustainable. And I really do believe that what the United Nations is calling for would be a different world. We're looking into communities becoming stronger, more creative, more resilient, and looking into, strategies that are not, it's more about being collaborative than, being competitive in what we're looking at the world, in the world we're living in right now. So sustainability for me and for the Women Economic Forum is the foundation of progress.
So give us some examples when you talk about sustainability and communities that are sustainable. What are we talking about?
So what we're talking about really is having, I would say, women have certain empowerment in terms of financial inclusion, for example, where they become independent in their decision making, and that also, looks into terminating certain violence things since they can leave vulnerable situations, but it also allows them to have an economic power, and that gives into our economy a big push, right? They even say if we really have a women inclusion, we could even hit $1 trillion into the GDP. So that community is going to be obviously economically impacted positively. The women can make more decision. The women can make more decision as to their lives, etc. The other classic example that we need to see is women having the same opportunities for education. So education is another piece, access to having them, closing this gap of digital reach as well is important. They don't have the same access to connectivity or to education that's going to provide them being employable. So the more access they have to that, they can become employable, better jobs, better community impacting families and everything around the community, right? And I would tell you that the other impact in the communities would be the health. We also need to be looking into programs that are helping women look into their health and be sustainable towards the future. We see a big impact in women's health in mental situations, just because women are still the carriers, the caretakers for so many social issues. And that also has a massive toll in women's careers. So just those three examples right there would definitely bring us, to a better community of where we are standing today.
Well, and at least discussing these issues publicly has also been, it hasn't been easier. It hasn't been a priority up until very, very recently. Not only here in Mexico, but I would say, around the world in Latin America, just thinking of sustainability in the eyes of women or of a feminist voice, as you said, has been very, very important. So once again, just give us information about the event here in Mexico City.
Yeah, so it's next week, 28th and 29th. It's an event taking place at the Camino Real in Polanco, and we are hosting multiple countries, leaders that are coming from different walks of life, and we are together in this walk, right, to see keep on pushing, as you said, Ana Maria, the consciousness, the awareness, why it is working, where it is working, what needs to still be done. And so that's what's happening next week. And we also have, Ana Maria, a great digital platform where people will be able to connect to these contents right the week after. The event we have next week, it's an event where people can't buy tickets, really. We don't sell tickets for these events. It's basically a closed door event for sponsors, partners, allies, and all these countries that are coming in. And you can access by invitation only. But our purpose really is in distributing this content right the week after. So you can connect to this content, whatever content seems, you identify with or you want to hear, you can find it in our YouTube channels or on our web at womeneconomicforum.org. I mean, sorry, wefiberoamerica.org.
Michelle Ferrari, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us here on Living in Mexico.
Thank you.